Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Scott Ferrioli. Scott, good to see you again.
Nice to be here as always.
So if you're listening, you know Scott. Scott is the president of Buy and Sell DVC and DVC-Rental. They are a resale company and a Disney Vacation Club, essentially reseller, point rental company, jack of all trades. Is that an accurate description? I know it seems kind of vague right there, but accurate, Scott?
No, that's accurate. Pretty much anything Disney Cruise Line as well. Yeah, we could handle everything. It's any Disney vacation stuff to make you guys happy, we'll take care of for you.
Information, yada yada yada, and it's a
master of none.
Right? No, that's not true. I was looking at your website recently, and your website actually is. I looked at the Dubs website, and I was like, man, you got a good website, you know, compared to what the Dubs has to offer. But yeah. Kudos to you there and your IT team.
Well, thank you very much.
So it's been a while since we had Scott on to talk about Disney Vacation Club. He was just on with Shannon to talk about his awesome Mediterranean cruise. But I realize it's been a couple months. And so it's always good to, you know, put our foot back in the pool and touch base on what's going on with Disney Vacation Club in terms of points, you know, as far as what the sale price is, what the buy price is, what's available, and just kind of get up to date on what's going on with Disney Vacation Club. And we also, you know, I realized we had a series going for a long time back, 5-6 years ago. We would touch base on every resort and we went through almost every one of them. But times change and resorts change. So I figured it'd be a good opportunity to start that. And listeners change. So it'd be a good opportunity to focus on some of the Disney Vacation Club resorts again. Okay. But, you know, I have you on, and I appreciate that. Give me something good. Let's just brainstorm. What do you got good in your life? Share with us.
Well, today happens to be my son's 13th birthday, so I have a second teenager in the house. Nice. And for his birthday, we are every year for my kids' birthdays, we take them to one of the DVC resorts. And this year we were able to get a two-bedroom standard view at Bay Lake Tower.
Oh, nice.
So shortly after recording, we're going to head over to Magic Kingdom for a little bit, do some rides. And then the evening we're going to spend at Epcot.
Yes.
See, it's become such vernacular. I just interchange them now. We're going to go to Epcot and having dinner at Nine Dragons in China.
Nice. Disney, don't sue us. Anyways, I'm just gonna leave it right there. Nine Dragons, that's where we went. It's a nice restaurant, good food, and it's always available, but people overlook it because they're like, yeah, no, that's not special. It's good. It's really good.
I was surprised. The only time I've been there was with you guys, and I mean the kids have asked for it since then. It was a really good restaurant my main thing is a lot of times the portions are always kind of smaller. And while it's expensive for Chinese food, it was really good. They gave nice sized portions. I was surprisingly happy with our Nine Dragons dinner last time. So kids have requested it again. So that's where we'll be.
And if you don't know Scott, Scott's super thrifty. So he doesn't see the value. He's not going back. So I'm going to give myself credit. It was probably the company. It was probably the company that made that trip so enjoyable, that dining experience.
It was. It definitely was the company. But nice. the food was not bad either. Maybe I was good with the food.
Nice. All right. So let's jump right into Disney Vacation Club, if you don't mind. So I'd like to say, hey, is there any news or scuttlebutt or rumors? But there hasn't been a whole heck of a lot. There's some construction going on, you know, over at the Polynesian Tower. And, you know, they're continuing on with the sale of the Disneyland Tower for Disney Vacation Club. But there's not a lot of, ooh, look at, there's some construction balloons over by Fort Wilderness. There's not a lot of that going on right now. Is that accurate?
Yeah. It's relatively quiet right now. I drive by the Polynesian. You know, to get to the parks, I always drive past the Polynesian from my house. And the tower right now is just all concrete outside. You know, it's built, but there's no outside facade or anything. So right now it looks really, it's big and it looks really, really ugly. I know the plan is, I'm sure, you know, they're going to be putting a nice facade on. It's going to blend in with the rest of the resort. But right now it's just this big gray concrete, you know, monstrosity sitting there. And it's been like that for a while. I'm assuming they're doing a lot more stuff inside that you can't see. But right now, the outside has just been sitting like that for months.
Well, so if you're a Disney fan or you pay attention to like any Disney website, I mean, the natural reaction is outrage, outrage. Remember the outrage that was given to Coronado when they built the tower there? Yes. And now look how beautiful it is. Yeah.
Sure it's going to look beautiful. And
trust the process.
But right now it just it looks terrible. It's just, you know, cinder block. It's just, you know, concrete, just gray, giant concrete. You know, the rest of it, all the longhouses are like, you know, they're smaller. They're only like three floors. It's like, I think it's two or three. It's three floors. All the longhouses are three floors. And then this thing is, I don't know, 10 plus floors. Yeah. It's big and just gray and just sitting there and ugly. But you're absolutely right. You know, Disney's not going to make something that's horrible looking. It's going to fit in nicely. At the end, everybody's going to say, oh, that's beautiful. That's so nice. Look at the little lobby thing that's in there. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially because it's considering it's at the Polynesian, right? Yeah. They're not going to release anything that's not up to a highest Disney standard. Where it's located, literally between the Floridian and the Polynesian, it's going to look just right. So yes. I'm going to trust that process.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. So let's go into your spot of expertise. So would you say that the market for Disney Vacation Club, in terms of the purchase and the sale right here, has it been a strong market in 2023? Did it dip? Did it come back up? Is it high? Is it low? Tell me what's going on with Disney Vacation Club.
Right now, I mean, for the last, I'll say, year or so, it's gone down a little bit, but it's kind of plateaued. So it has not dipped it at all pretty much in months. It's kind of hit a little bottom there. But I mean, like, as an example, like Saratoga Springs, during COVID, right after COVID, Saratoga Springs had gone up from, I'd say, 90s a point to $120, $130 a point sometime. Now everything went up. I think it's mostly just it's a correction. Right now, Saratoga Springs is typically selling in the low hundreds, sometimes upper 90s as well. So it's just, I'll say it's come back down to pre-COVID conditions, and it's kind of bottomed out. So I don't know, you know, 5 months from now, I could say, well, it's dropped down more. But as of now, for the past several months, it seems to kind of have stabilized.
Okay. Is that representative of all the resorts across the gamut there, including things like Boardwalk and Grand Floridian and Polynesian, or?
A little bit. I think Saratoga Springs, resorts like Saratoga Springs and Old Key West, I feel like have possibly dipped a little more than the others.
Okay.
But all of them have come down a little bit.
Okay.
Even like Grand Floridian, a lot of them have just come down just a smidgen, not $30 a point. But actually, during the peak, yes, Grand Floridian was popping up there like the $180, sometimes $190 a point mark. Now it's settled back down to like the 160, 170 range. So there has been drops, but I'd say, like, at least percentage wise, Saratoga Springs and maybe Old Key West have dropped more based on percentage.
Okay. So let's put a pin in that and move that just to the left side of your mind. So that represents to me a really good value opportunity to buy in at these resorts.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of factors that could lead to that. So again, we're just going to give you the quick 3-minute summary here. So you've got the pandemic, you've got travel restrictions, you've got people largely afraid to leave their house to go on vacation. The pandemic eases and you get this influx and people are going to take vacations come heck or high water. They're going on vacation. I don't care what the money costs, but they're also going to do things like, I'm going to buy that house because staying at home with my kids drove me nuts. I need a bigger house. I'm going to go and buy that brand new Camaro. I'm going to go on vacation to Hawaii. I'm going to go and buy everything that I've ever desired, because if the pandemic showed me anything, it was that tomorrow isn't guaranteed and there's weird things that happen and I'm not going to miss out. And that was where the term revenge travel happened. Money, finances be damned, I'm going to do it. And Disney Vacation Club, like real estate, like the chip shortage and auto prices, like everything just went through the roof. It did. I remember I held two Saratoga contracts. And I kept on looking at the pricing. I was like, oh my goodness, what's going on in the world? It's like you said, it was $130 a point. So, you know, at that point, then people got back to reality, even got back to life, and they realized, okay, things are going to start coming down, and the prices on real estate have come down. The prices on cars have come down too, as the influx of chips have hit the United States when shipping and all that stuff happened. And Disney Vacation Club is no different. Now, you factor that in with the political climate that exists right now in the world, and, you know, in Disney Vacation Club, and even the parks, people, you know, if you YouTube park attendance, you'll see that parks attendance has come down. And all those factors play a role in this at this point. But here's what I'll say, you know, as an investor in Disney Vacation Club and as an investor in Disney, I realize that's about as solid as investment as it gets. It still is the number one tourist destination in the United States. It still commands the majority of vacation dollars practically in the United States for people. So it's never going to disappear. Whereas if you were to buy Marriott timeshare, you would see, if you Googled Marriott timeshare or how do I get out of Marriott timeshare, I'm not bashing Marriott, but that's just an example. You would see it's worthless. It's worthless after your initial purchase price. You can't even get rid of it. You have to practically just give it away to people.
Yeah, there are tons of timeshares like that. You go on eBay and pick them up for a penny. Sometimes they'll offer to pay the current maintenance fees for you because they just dying to add them and they can't. And as you mentioned, it DVC is not like that at all, thank goodness.
Not like that at all. So I'm not a financial advisor, nor am I a Disney Vacation Club representative, nor do I work for Scott. But like when you put money down, there's at least a get out strategy. There's a strategy at the end of the day where you can get out and you're going to recoup your money. At least that's my experience for the last, I've been a member since, I'm going on 12 years now. So I at least knew when I purchased it that I felt like, okay, no matter what, if this turned out to be a disaster, I can receive my money back or make or lose plus or minus a few $1,000s. I'm good with it. Fine. No problem. Now, that being said, when I purchased my second resale contract, I purchased it, and this is full disclosure, it was at $88 a point. But my brand new one was $99 when I purchased it, and I purchased it direct retail from Disney. We're about at that ballpark right now. I'm still a happy camper because, like, I haven't lost any money. But that represents a tremendous option to buy right now in the market if we're looking at high 90s, low hundreds at this point at Saratoga Springs and the other contracts that would be like that for Old Key West and whatnot. Is that all accurate up to this point? That was my long-winded approach, correct, Scott?
That was all accurate. You did a great job.
Okay. So, in terms of like rentals now, let's say like that's not for me. I don't have that dollar. I can't drop $20,000. In terms of rentals, what does a rental market cost right now? Like, okay, I want to just put my foot in the pool here and I want to see what Boardwalk's like. What could I get for Boardwalk? What is the point cost for me?
Well, we charge $25 a point. Boardwalk starts at 10 points per night for a standard view studio in off-peak season. Mm-hmm. So starting at $250 a night, you can stay at Boardwalk. And the $25 a point does also include our no-questions-asked travel insurance, which we include for free as well.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're looking at potentially getting an off-season like studio for $250-ish, $275.
And that's our normal price. Like, we also have our deals page. So there's a lot of times when stuff, we have some confirmed reservations that are already pre-booked reservations. And a lot of times when they start getting closer to check-in, or, you know, somebody is supposed to be going that month and that, you know, a family emergency pops up, they'll list the reservation for sale with us. And a lot of times it'll be discounted as well. So we've had stuff as low as like $12 a point recently, $11 a point. Again, that's not the norm, but, you know, there's been a lot of last minute deals as well on our deals page.
And I see that on your Facebook group, and I see that in EDCOT, often posted by Cassandra and by yourself and by Debbie and whatnot. Yes. That's correct. You have some new deals that pop on board. What is your Facebook group as far as that goes, Scott?
The Facebook group that we have for the resales, and we do post our deals there as well, is Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC. We would have all the little, you know, the buzzwords in there. So if you search for Disney Vacation Club Resales, it should pull up. It's Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC.
Gotcha. So I've seen posts, and I often like look at the bottom line on those posts from Cassandra, and it's like our price and Disney's price. And some of those recently have been like crazy, like $1,100 Disney's price, like $3,300. Like what? Like that's ridiculous. So, yeah. But of course you're buying within like a 30-day time period. So you got to have some pretty quick flexibility for that. Cause it's going in the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Correct.
Yeah. We have some discounted ones that are further out. I think October and even some in December right now, but the absolute majority of them, or especially when you start getting those big, deeper discounts, within the next 30 days, possibly within the next 2 weeks. So if you're flexible, I mean, there's some real steals on there. I mean, and as an owner and somebody who lives right nearby, I can't tell you how many times I look at the deals and I'm like, oh, I just want to take that one myself. Yeah. It's such a great deal. I don't want to let that one go.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, one more question on the rental, and then I want to go back to the actual resale option. Yeah. So let's say I'm an owner and I've got some Disney Vacation Club points that I'm not going to use, and I want to sell them to you. Does the points that you, the money that you pay me for the points, does that vary by resort, or are all resorts equal? And what is that number, if you don't mind?
All resort, with us, with our company, all the resorts are equal, and we pay an industry high $18 per point. A bunch of the other resale rental companies over the past year or so, because the market's become a little bit softer, have dropped the price that they're paying their DVC members, but we're still paying the most at $18 a point. We didn't drop anything. So whether you own at Bay Lake Tower or Saratoga Springs, we pay you guys $18 a point, unless you want to rent them faster and want to discount your points. So, you've got one of those confirmed reservations that's coming up and you want to drop it. But the normal rate we pay everybody is $18 per point.
Okay. And how does that, so I got 100 points. I want to rent them. I got 100 points to rent. Do I just say, hey, here's 100 points. Pay me $18 a point. Is that how that works? Or explain the process.
There's a contract you'd have to fill out online. And a lot of it, I mean, myself and our team make judgment calls to help them rent out faster. You know, if your points are going to be expiring in the next few months, or say they're only good for 7 months out or it's not a top choice you have. A lot of times we'll tell you it's best to book a confirmed reservation, or a lot of times we'll even book the confirmed reservations for you. Like if you own at Saratoga Springs, and truthfully, most of my points are at Saratoga Springs, but it doesn't get a lot of demand more than 7 months in advance. More than 7 months out, you can book your home resort. So most people aren't looking to book Saratoga Springs 10 months in advance. So it's typically the least in demand resort. Mm-hmm. But that's when we can go in there and we'll say, listen, use it for reservations less than 7 months, which means you can stay at any resort you want. And why don't we try to lock in a confirmed reservation that we think is going to sell best for you?
Understood.
So we can give you tips on that, or a lot of DVC members, this is what we do for a living. They give us their login and we'll take care of all the work for you. We'll sit there. Our team will go out, find reservations that we go, okay, somebody's going to want this reservation. Lock that in for you, list it for sale, sell it for you, or if for some reason it doesn't sell and it's getting close, our team will go in there, cancel the room for you, rebook something else for a further date, and just do what we can to we want to try to get you the most money as possible. We'd rather not discount it, and instead of 18, you guys have to only take $13 a point. So as long as the points are expiring for a little while, we'll cancel it, rebook something different, and we'll keep doing that until we get something that somebody purchases.
Interesting. Like there's a lot of nuance that people might not understand about the reservation.
There is. Yeah. And so people just come, I give you a points and you rent them, you pay me. But there's a lot of stuff that we have to go in the background and go, listen, this is actually going to work better for you if we go this different route, and we'll book these rooms, or we'll tell you, book something. Studios always rent best. Certain resorts are better than others. You go in there, secure that, and then we'll list it and we'll advertise it. And our weekly listings, our team will put out those great deals. There is a lot of stuff to it.
Gotcha. So you said something, and initially when we did this, even when we were starting off as friends many years ago, it was like, hey, so if you give us your login, we'll take care of that for you. And like people were like, oh, I don't want to give you my login. That feels very personal. So here's what I would say.
It's never required. We never require the login. It just was things that, we're an established company. And, if you trust us, we'll take care of all the work for you. Either we'll book those confirmed reservations, or when something comes in, we'll go out and, book the room for the family. And we take care of all the work. So all you have to do is sit back and receive the money. But again, never required. We understand these are people's personal logins, and if they're not comfortable with us giving it, if they're uncomfortable with us getting the logins, that's perfectly fine. There's no need to give it to us if you don't want to. It's just, we just try to make it a little bit easier for you.
Well, let me help you with that. And here's two reasons to do that. And I was in the same boat where I was like, oh man, I don't want to give my login over. First off, Scott's been with us for years and he's one of my closest friends. So if you trust me, I would tell you by all means, I mean, Scott, it's mom and pop. It's a small business and they're as good as their word. They're as good as my word. So if you trust me, I would say, trust Scott.
This is our livelihood. If somebody came out and said, you know, these guys took my login and did something unscrupulous with it, I mean, that'd be horrible for our company. So, you know, obviously we take everything very seriously.
Correct. And the first time I said, well, no, I can book the reservation for you. And then you're like, great. I need the reservation booked for 4 at Boardwalk. They want this, that, and the other. And I was like, no problem. I can do it when I get home from work. And I remember like the exchange was like, I don't mean to pressure you.
That room's going to be gone.
It's going to be gone. You need to do this in the next like 20 minutes. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm at work. I can't do it in the next 20 minutes. And you're like, you have to understand, like the reservations like disappear. You need to be able to book that quickly. So just realize you can keep your login, but like the reservations, like anything in this world, it's available. It's not available. It's available. It's not available. You got to be able to book that. So I remember I was like, here's my login. You do it. You take care of it. So, and it was done. So
a lot of times you could be trying to book something at the 11-month window and we're like, listen, this room's gonna probably sell out. So you really need to be on doing this online at 8 o'clock in the morning, no matter what time zone you're in. This is 8 a.m. Eastern time. You know, if you want, our team is up and working, you know, we'll take care of booking it for you so you can sleep in.
Yeah, exactly. You think that it's a small world, right? That there's maybe just a few people looking at these reservations. There's hundreds, there's thousands of people looking at this, at these reservations at any one time, and you've got to be able to go and grab it quickly. So anyways, that's my spiel on that. And go back to payment. So again, let's say I got 100 points and you're paying $18 a point. Do I get all $1,800 at once, or how does that work?
The way it works is that once we secure the reservation for the renter, they've already paid, the renter's already given us a $200 deposit. The remaining balance is due within 1 week. So the renter could pay us with PayPal or Zelle, and we could have that payment for, we have that full payment for the room within, you know, 20 minutes, or they can mail us a check, which we do allow, and that could take a week or so. But figure within 1 week or so, we're supposed to have the full payment from that renter for the room. And then we pay you, the DBC member, 75% upfront, and the remaining 25% is paid the day after the renter checks in. And nice. even if the renter cancels and doesn't check in, we still pay you on that day because, you know, we feel we're obligated to still pay. You know, if the DBC member cancels and it's, you know, points are changed to a later date or something, we will still pay you on that same exact day. So that way you're not out anything, you know. I always felt horrible, you know, a family sitting there waiting for their final 25% on, you know, May 10th, and something happens and we got to push the reservation back to, you know, July. And then, you know, I left that DBC member going, I needed that money in May and now I'm not getting paid in July. So even if they check it in July, we'll still pay you on May 10th because that's what, you know, when you originally expected it.
Hence, now that becomes, maybe if they aren't going to use a vacation, that becomes one of the last minute deals at that point.
That is correct as well. If there's a cancellation, we can be listing that for sale, and you know, we're still going to pay you no matter what. If we have to eat the points and nobody takes the room, you still will get paid that 25% the day you expected to get it.
Nice. Okay. Well, you know, I appreciate that. I don't want to say moral in business sense, but that's the right way to handle that, especially when the person's put their faith in you. You can't control, you know, you think you have a, you know, a transaction there. Let's take a segue here. You talked about Saratoga a few times, and I talked about Saratoga a few times. And so if we could just take a quick trip to Saratoga Springs and bestow some of its virtues, and also just be directly honest with people about why it's maybe considered one of the lower options amongst the Disney Vacation Club resorts. Well, let's talk about the good and the bad because, you know,
I always try to be honest with everything. You know, this is our business, so I want everything to be wonderful. But, you know, there's every resort has its pros and its cons.
Yes, exactly. And if you... Okay, let's attack it this way. So Saratoga Springs is the former site of... Actually, that resort existed... Heck, since 1971 is like the it was part of the initial Downtown Disney, part of even the Disney Marketplace experience. And eventually it became Disney Institute, and then Disney Institute morphed over to Disney Springs. So where it's located is, frankly, it's not by any park. It's actually maybe the most remote Disney Vacation Club resort, but it's located right across from Disney Springs at this point. Your modes of transportation are literally the boat to Disney Springs, and you can do a connection to do a resort tour to Old Key West, Port Orleans Riverside, Port Orleans French Quarter, but there's no other resort transportation to a park other than the bus service. Correct. So it is literally limited to the bus service and your personal vehicle, minivans or Ubers or Lyfts to get you to the park at that point. So as far as number one goes, it's the largest Disney Vacation Club resort on property. It is the biggest resort. And it's spread out. It's a massive property. It has many different sections. It has treehouse villas, but it literally has sections called, you know, the Springs. It's got the paddock. It's got Congress Park. It's got the grandstand and the carousel. And it's all spaced out over this massive property. It surrounds a golf course. So it's Lake Buena Vista Golf Course. And the idea and theming of this resort is going to be essentially equestrian. And it features like an equestrian laid back feel of like upstate New York. So oftentimes,
one of the cons on that one is I'm from New York, and to sit there, I feel like people go on vacation, they want something special and different, you know, Polynesian and Grand Floridian.
There you go.
You know, the old charm, you know, 19th century charm. You know, always, and then you got Old Key West with reggae and relaxing, and you know, Key West feels to it. And you're like Saratoga Springs, it's upstate New York and horse racing. It's like, oh, that doesn't really pull me in.
Okay, so
that's not a wild exotic getaway.
No, so it's a pro and it's a con. So here's the pro version of that. If you're looking for a resort that is quiet, that pulls you away, or you may not even feel like you're on Disney property. After you've spent 12 hours at a park, you might want to just relax. If you're looking for something that features a lot of the beautiful ponds and pools with walking trails, golf course, a spa on property, if you're looking for something a little more laid back and quiet, understated would be a good approach to that. You know, there's not a lot of like loud Mickey ears in the room. They're very understated. That would be a resort for you. If you're looking for something in the middle of the action, loud, raucous, with over-the-top Disney theming, with Tiana and princesses and character dining and whatnot, it doesn't have that. That's not a good option for you at this point. If you're looking for a resort that gets you a lot of bang for your buck, that's a Scott phrase, in terms of points to actually rent out, it's a great option. So they have points at 10, 12 points. Is that correct, Scott, as far as Saratoga Springs?
Yes.
So you get a lot of bang for your buck. If you're looking for a resort that has bigger room sizes, I would say Saratoga Springs would be one of the bigger options. If you're looking for something, again, that is right next to walking distance, 5 minutes away, it's not a great option. No. If you're looking for something on resort dining, Scott, it's a bad option. They don't have a lot of options there. They've got a sit down. They've got quick service at the Artist Palette. And they've got other, you know, as far as like sandwich shops by the pools, they've got two feature pools and they've got a few quiet pools. It's a bad option. But if you're looking for something really close to Disney Springs that has Uber number of dining options and shopping, it's a good option. So there's a lot of trade-offs to what you get here. The buzz, like you mentioned, is you bring your family. You've got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old and your 9-year-old. You're ready to see Mickey and Minnie and be immersed in the magic. You're going to feel like, a lot of muted colors, a lot of understated tones there, a lot of nature.
You nailed everything 100% on Saratoga Springs.
So what I have found, though, as a vacationer was I've always relaxed and enjoyed my time there. And, you know, everyone refills their cup in a certain version, right? You go to the parks and maybe you're energized to the parks and maybe you'll love the boardwalk sound and maybe you'll love, you know, the ambiance of Animal Kingdom Lodge. And sometimes you just need to go back home and be like, decompress after that long day. And I can't think of a better Disney Vacation Club resort to decompress after a long day than Saratoga Springs.
The one other I'll throw in there, if you don't mind, is just this Animal Kingdom, especially Jumbo House. Because after the parks, when you go back there, it is quiet. Jumbo House at 9 o'clock at night, there is nothing going on. It is super, super quiet. It is mellow. And animals are still out a little bit, but it's just, it's somewhere completely different and you can just relax and there's just nothing. Like I love Animal Kingdom. I love Boardwalk. Boardwalk is always jumping. You go out on the boardwalk and there's so much activity. Jumbo House is just the 100% complete opposite of that. You just go there and it's just
nice.
It's a nice contrast from the parks, but if somebody wants action, Animal Kingdom's not the place to go. And Saratoga Springs falls into that same exact category. But what's great about that is if you want there to be nothing and quiet and serene, Saratoga Springs is a great place. But if you've got your teenagers or whoever, you personally want some action, it's an easy walk over to Disney Springs or boat over to Disney Springs. So you've got the best of both worlds right there. You've got the serenity and the quietness of the resort, but you're really, really close to all of the action if that's where you want to be.
Nice. All right. So let's talk about room types. We got studios. We got one bedrooms, two bedrooms. We got three bedrooms, right? We got grand villas. We got treehouse. Yes. So we got treehouse options. And you're like, well, what is that? Well, it's hard to describe. The treehouses are old on Disney property, not in terms of like their styling in the inside. They're I don't want to say they're original, but they're pretty close to being original. They've been renovated and it's a really cool way to stay on a Disney property. They literally are not like tree height, but they are like 12 feet off the ground and you are amongst the trees as you overlook, you know, the Sasagula River, as you overlook, you know, some of these beautiful, you know, natural areas. So they have multiple room options. Again, we mentioned it's a big resort. So they have 5 internal bus stops at Saratoga Springs. So depending on when you board the bus, you could either see a bus that's completely empty, or you could see a bus that you are literally completely packed and full and you may have to wait. It's definitely a situation where it's affected by the time of the day. If you're trying to get to Rope Drop, you might find that, oh my gosh, that bus is completely full. I'll never get on that bus. I got to wait for the next one. Or you figure out alternative options. So again, when you request your room, look on the map. If you're looking for something really close, you're looking for something called the Springs. If you're looking for something farther away from the main area, from the carriage house, you're looking for something called the Carousel. It really, again, depends on what you're looking for. Something that you should be aware of is it's not a cohesive building. They're separate buildings. It looks like an apartment complex. I know that sounds bad, but they're separate large buildings, all themed to Disney. You can park your car right outside. It's one of the bigger perks when you have a family. You can literally park and get the trolley and move your stuff into your room. They're all external walkways. So if you're expecting internal walkways, say at like the Beach Club or the Yacht Club or Animal Kingdom Lodge, you're not going to have that. They're external walkways. They're on the outside and there's an external wall, but the wall, there's windows and whatnot, but it literally is the walkways are on the outside to each one of the units. But
they're all set up like condo style where they're
condo style.
They're all parked right out front and yet.
Correct.
It's your little section.
Now, if you're driving down, if you're the Callahan family and you're bringing the whole Callahan herd, I have found that to be a really convenient option when you're unloading, because unloading and loading back up the car, it can be one of the most difficult parts of that. Try staying at the boardwalk and parking in the boardwalk parking lot and trying to load and unload. It's a freaking nightmare, especially if you happen to go to town and you need to get some groceries from Publix or Winn-Dixie and you walk them up to your unit. You're going to regret your life choices almost immediately, but at Saratoga, you're not. So that is definitely a pro and con right there. Just trying to, you know, spell it out to people. So, have I touched base on all that accurately so far? Have I missed anything so far, Scott?
No, that all seems pretty good.
Gotcha. It has a community hall. So if you're looking for a place for your kids to go and perform crafts or have some fun, they have that. They also have, 2 themed pools with slides, and one is located right outside the carriage house, right outside of Artist Palette. Actually, it's a really convenient location. And so if you wanted to go to the main pool, High Rocks Pool, it's right by the spa, right right by the arcade, right by a quick service refill station, and right by the actual quick service food option and store. So that's available for you. And then if you walk down, I would say maybe 4 or 5 city blocks, you're going to come to the other pool. And that's located on the other end of the resort. And that also has a slide, and they have a food option over there as well, too. That would be, I believe, I don't want to quote this wrong, I believe that is the Backstretch Pool Bar, or it could be the Paddock Grill. But they're on the other side of the property. So would you know, Scott, did I quote
that? I know the new theme pool is at the Paddock. And from what I've heard, I haven't tried it yet, and I have to at some point. I have heard that the chicken sandwich at the Paddock pool is absolutely phenomenal.
So
not as it sounds, but it's wonderful.
No, they do have some signature things here. Like, you're going to think I'm crazy, but one of the things that Artist Palette they're known for is they have a rotating option of artisanal cupcakes that you don't find at other resorts. I don't know if you knew that. So they always are known as like one of the leaders of really cool desserts and cupcakes. They also have a really cool plant-based option. I'm a vegetarian. I have been for nearly 18 years. They have a vegetarian gyros sandwich there. Ooh. So I know it sounds unique and you're like, what is that? Well, let's be honest. You don't really know what's in gyros anyways, you know, at this point. So a vegetarian gyros is
mixed in there anyway. So yeah, it's right? Lamb and some other things in there, hopefully.
Exactly. So, you know, again, you know, we don't want to go and we're not going to beat you over the head of where approximate distances are. But if you were in the treehouse, you're the furthest from the carriage house and you're the furthest from the option that really is designed for a staycation where you're going to bring everything in with you. They have a quiet pool over there, but your commute back and forth to the carriage house where you're going to initially check in for your resort, it's inconvenient. I'll be honest. It's pretty inconvenient. It's pretty far away. So you're going to want to have your own mode of transportation. If you're staying at the carousel, pretty close to the tree houses. That's a walk away from the carriage house as well, too. If you're looking at the Springs, which is literally right outside there, that'd be a really good option for you because it's pretty close to the carriage house, Artist Palette, the refill station. If you look at the Paddock, if you look at Congress Park, those are closer. You'll notice that Congress Park, though, which some of these sections of the Congress Park area of Saratoga Springs, it's pretty far from the main check-in area, but it's pretty close to the Disney Springs.
Yes.
Dining, shopping, you could be within like a 4-minute walk to Disney Springs. So if you're going there with your, I'm just going to say it, with your partner, with your wife for a quick weekend, and you want to do some Christmas shopping and you want to eat at some cool places at homecoming that you've never eaten at before, request Congress Park. You know, make sure that you, because waiting for that boat, like you mentioned, Scott, that can be time consuming at that point.
Yeah, possibly. It's a fun boat ride though.
Oh, it's the best boat ride. Scott, the boat ride on the Sasagula, that's what kindled my love for Disney, was seeing that boat ride. That was actually the thing that crystallized my love for Disney, was we just happened to do a day visit to Port Orleans, and then we took the boat ride to Disney Springs and back. And I felt like, this is so cool. I've never seen a resort to offer this, like anywhere that we've stayed at. That was the crystallization of my love for Disney. What have I not mentioned other than it has a golf course and it has a on-property spa? What else have I not mentioned that would be worth mentioning for Saratoga Springs?
You have something in mind?
No, I'm asking you.
I can't think of much. I mean, the main thing is, the great access to Disney Springs. I mean, it's a big resort. All had brand new renovations last year. Mm-hmm. Resort looks beautiful now. The rooms, again, instead of having the pull-out couches, they've got the pull-down Murphy beds. Like the redesign of the rooms was really, really nice. You touched on they've got 60 tree houses, big resort, less expensive. And I mean, one of the benefits and one of the knocks on it, I guess it's the same thing, is that being that it's not right near any parks and it's such a large resort, it's always the last option left. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whenever somebody goes to get a room and also at the Saratoga Springs, they you know, the first thought is, oh, this is nobody's choice. This is the last garbage thing left. So I don't want that. And truthfully, the people who stay at Saratoga Springs typically end up loving it there.
Loving it. Yeah.
But they don't want to give it the chance. I'm like, I don't want to say it's Saratoga Springs. That's all that's left. So I'll do something else.
Well, you know what? So I can echo those sentiments. I've never left there disappointed. I've always left there feeling like a well-balanced vacation. I had all my excitement, and I also had the opportunity to go and get my Disney fix in and not feel completely like, oh my gosh, like staying at the Contemporary Resort where the monorail is running through. It's never quiet. You know, like you're like, I'm ready just to, I don't want to see Mickey for a year or two. You know, I'm ready just to go home. So before we end the show, I want to just ask you, what are you going to order at the Turf Club? The Turf Club Bar and Grill is their sit-down option. It is their dining option. And in fact, it has a really nice view of Disney Springs, of the Sassagoula River, and it's got an outside patio as well that's covered. And it's a really nice dining option late in the evening. If you can find the right Florida evening, not necessarily right now where it's 114 degree real fill. I'm going to... It is a bit warm. So what are you going to order? Or more appropriately, what are you going to order? What am I going to order on your company credit card?
Well, I don't know what you're going to order. I've eaten at Turf Club once, and I'm pretty sure I had like a New York strip steak. I have not looked at the menu right now, so I don't know what vegetarian. I'm assuming there's some sort of fish on
hang
there.
Hang on. Let me tell you the menu. I'm prepared, my friend. So what appetizer are you going to order? You're going to order the French onion soup.
I do like French onion soup.
The grilled artichokes, the chopped salad, the Frito Misto, which is tempura battered calamari, shrimp, broccolini, green beans, and pepperoncini served with spicy marinara, the charcuterie for two, or the New York cider braised mussels. Which one of those appetizers are you going to order, Scott?
Well, it depends because I'm hashtag thrifty. Am I paying for this? Because I'm paying for this, I'm not getting appetizers. Are you kidding me?
All right. Well, I'm in town. So, but I'm also a drama king here. So you gotta buy me an appetizer. So what are we going to share?
French onion soup.
The French onion soup with a rich beef broth. Really nice. You put me in the rich. Yeah.
I didn't know they had the rich beef broth on there.
Well,
we'll get the artichokes. I like artichokes as well.
I don't know. That Frito Misto sounds good with tempura battered calamari and shrimp. Okay, so I would say this. I'm not really a vegetarian. I'm a pescatarian. I'll eat fish. So the calamari, shrimp, broccolini, green beans, and pepperoncini served with spicy marinara sounds pretty good. Okay, how about the entree? This is largely a Scott Ferrioli menu, and it's not really a crisp menu, but I do have options here. You got a prime rib.
There we go.
You got pan-seared salmon. You got a grilled filet mignon.
Oh, yeah.
You got grilled pork chops. You got carrot-filled anolotti, which is essentially is pasta with carrot puree, and it's
pasta
got
with carrot puree
and royal trumpet and maitake mushrooms and truffle onion cream. It sounds like it's very light on the calories. I'm just going to say that right there. Anything that says cream and puree. You got braised lamb pappardelle, which is pasta with some slow braised pulled lamb, and you've got crispy boneless chicken. What are you ordering?
Filet mignon.
The filet mignon.
If you're paying. I'm assuming that prime rib is going to be a good amount less expensive. So in actuality, there's a decent chance I'd probably end up with the prime rib.
The prime rib and the grilled filet, you know, this is the crazy thing. With the way the world's going as far as gas and food prices, I've looked at this menu. It didn't shock me. It didn't surprise me. It actually seemed to be pretty much on par with what you would pay at a Morton's or any nice restaurant by you. The prime rib and the filet is $38, right? So it's pricey, but it's not like through the roof pricey.
Look, I was at the Publix the other day. It was over $30 a pound for filet mignon.
Right? So in the artist palette, by the way, the pizza is $10.99. That vegetarian gyros, that was $10.49. Which in terms of pricing at a restaurant that you would go to regularly, it seems to be almost on par. Like Disney's pricing is stayed the same, but the rest of the world's gone bizarre. So
I've gotten euros probably five or six times in the last 2 months. I was getting excited about going to Greece. I was getting euros, and $10.99. I mean, I was at Gators yesterday also, and I was debating my euro, and it was $10.99 for the euro and fries.
Nice.
That's what I've been paying. In the local place, the fact that Disney's charging the same exact price is amazing.
So Disney Vacation Club would save, and so would annual passes on this menu. And it's usually about 10%, though at various times of the year, you can probably get it at a 15 or 20%, but it's usually about 10%. Yes. I would probably end up with the pasta, with the carrot puree, just to try that. Though, you know what? I've never been a salmon fan, but I could try the salmon. I'm sure it'd be awesome there. But
But Scott, let's what are they doing?
Well,
why are they ruining the good pasta?
Let's not knock it until we try it. Would you order to finish that New York cheesecake with berry sauce? Would you order the black and white, which is buttermilk panna cotta with chocolate and frangelico chocolate sauce? Would you order the ricotta basil gelato, strawberry with basil oil, or the mango passion fruit creme brulee? What would you order?
There is no doubt in my mind. I am all about that cheesecake.
Cheesecake, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got to say, I
love cheesecake.
Something about that ricotta basil gelato with the strawberry.
It's intriguing because it reminded me of Italy. I'm like, that's intriguing.
Yeah, the weird combination of the basil and the strawberry at the end of that meal, which is a heavy meal. It sounds like it might be a good palate cleanser.
I was going to say the same word, palate cleanser. I'm like,
Yeah, exactly. So it does have really cool options, though. That menu at the Turf Club, it definitely works better for people who enjoy steak. Yeah, exactly. So, you know what? If you're considering Saratoga Springs, there are options for you, but just realize what you're getting when you're booking that and who it's trying to go and market itself to. If you're looking for the immersive Disney experience with young kids, with Mickey and Minnie, you're going to probably feel like it's not quite what you want. But if you're looking for a relaxing getaway, a date weekend, a non-parks weekend, a shopping weekend, or something where they feature jogging trails, walking paths, and just a little more low-key experience, that is the resort for you. So what would you say? What's your final words on Saratoga, buddy?
Final words on Saratoga is, I would say, honestly, give it a shot. Because, again, it gets a bad rap online. And a lot of times, or same with Old Key West, the largest resorts, they're the last two to sell out. And people sit there, I'm looking for, you know, next week, you know, like I'm desperate for next week, no Saratoga or Old Key West. And I'm like, you've never even stayed there. I know you haven't. You know, you're just reading stuff online there. You see that's all that's left. You're like, I just not those two. Give it a shot. I very rarely ever heard anybody complain about Saratoga Springs after staying there. And I have a good friend who comes down and stays there every single time they come down here. So, I mean, it's give it a shot. And again, as a local, one of the best things about being a local is going to Disney Springs. I mean, I guess everybody comes down here, all you're thinking about really is the parks. Disney Springs is where there's so much food and shopping and so much great stuff going on. That's where I spend a lot of time as a local. So staying in a hotel has easy access to all of that stuff, all those amazing restaurants and shopping and so much fun stuff to do. I mean, I think it's missed, and you could definitely get a lot of bang for the buck staying at Saratoga Springs.
And you can get it right now for what would be considered a depressed price in the market, in the high 90s, low 100s. You can get it right now.
And I'll throw out there, I always think, I say, I'm going to say bang for the buck again, and I apologize. It's just, I've always felt Saratoga Springs, since they've opened it, has had the best bang for the buck. Lower buy-in price, lower maintenance fees, and a later expiration of 2054. So, I mean, it's, if you're thinking of becoming DVC, and that's where I own the majority of my points, it's really, really hard to beat Saratoga Springs.
Okay. One last thing before we sign off then. Let's look at your old listing page. What do we got for Saratoga right now, my friend? Can you pull up your listing page? What would you have? Let's tempt people about buying in at Saratoga. Like we're being paid from Saratoga Springs today. No, but like this is our focus today is Saratoga Springs. And genuinely, people, that High Rocks Pool, let me just finish with this too. The High Rocks Pool by Artist Palette is one of the coolest pools. The water slide is really cool, set up in a rock-like structure. You've got a little splash pad at the bottom. The pool is a really nice pool. One of my favorites. It's kind of situated amongst trees and like boulder structures. It's a really pretty location. Don't sleep on that as far as a cool vacation option is that High Rocks Pool. Right. What do we got, Scott?
As of right now, we have the 17 Saratoga listings on our site. Four of them have just sold recently. And if I'm being honest, one of them is actually one of my contracts that I was selling. Because one of the things we do is we offer an instant sale option on anybody who's looking to sell a contract and I have to purchase it. And that means I have to get out of the contracts as well. So one of these is actually mine that I bought months ago that I'm reselling for the same price that I bought it at because the market has come down a bit on Saratoga Springs.
Okay.
There's 14 current options for sale, asking price starting as low as, and again, these are just like buying a house. These are asking prices. you know, you can come in lower. The lowest one, actually, that lowest one that's available is they're asking 105 a point.
Gotcha. So
we got listed for 105. You know, there's a good chance somebody's going to come in, make an offer several dollars per point less, and somebody's going to get a great deal on it.
Gotcha. Great, great point. So that listing price at 105, I could come to you and say, hey, Scott, I like the contract, the SSR1147 contract. I want to offer you $95 a point. And then you would present that offer to the seller. Hey, guys, got a good offer, $95 a point, looks like a cash deal, yada, yada, yada. They have the option to accept, reject, or counter that contract and say, well, no, we wanted 105. We don't want 95. We'll take 98. And then you come back to me, and that's how the negotiation goes back and forth. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then once we sign off on the deal, then it goes to Disney. And then Disney, of course, has the last option to say, we'd like to buy this contract back, or nope, we're going to refuse on this contract. We're going to put it through and the sale will go through. It'll go through the title company and yada, yada, yada. All handled by you, correct?
Yep, all handled by us. And I will say that, yeah, as you said, mentioned, Disney has right of first refusal to buy it back. Last year, for some reason, Disney got aggressive on the right of first refusals, especially at Saratoga Springs. This year, they are not buying back anything. They bought back like a couple like Copper Creeks, and I think that's basically it. Like everything has been pushed through, so you can definitely get a steal of a deal right now because Disney is not being aggressive.
Nice. All of our friends that are pirates for Disney Vacation Club, their ears perked up and we're like, really? You know, just nice. So anyways, if they want to check out your listings, what's the website again, buddy?
It's buyandselldvc.com.
Okay. And if they want to look at renting, what is that website?
It's dvc-rental.com. Remember, put in the dash to save the cash.
Who gets credit for that phrase?
That is absolutely Jason's. Jason, who is our broker for buy and sell DVC. For years, I was saying, you know, dvc-rental.com, and then he came up with a little jingle phrase, you know, remember the dash to save the cash. And I'm like, oh, that's good. I should have thought of that.
So, again, I'll finish with this. Scott and Shannon are my friends. They've been with us and they've supported the show and they've supported me personally with a number of things in my life. And they're great people. And his team, between Jason, between Ty, between Ashley, between Debbie, between Cassandra, they're all good people. They're all hard workers. They're all moms and dads, and they're all just working for, you know, the same small business. So you're supporting not only Scott and Shannon, you're supporting the team as well too. And, you know, you're getting a great deal at the end as well. So again, they have my fullest confidence. I trust them.
Greatly appreciated. Thank you so much.
Okay. So you've got all of Scott's websites, addresses, Facebook groups. If you have any questions, contact him. Also find him in, you know, our friend and Facebook group, which is EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T. He can answer any questions there. So for my friend Scott and for myself, we'd like to thank you and we want to wish you a great day.
Yeah, I got to go hop at Haunted Mansion, so I'll see you later.
Yeah, that's not